The 525th edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head on over to Cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times your entry in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today and using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by SGPN's subscriber-only March Madness Bankroll Challenge. Free to enter and up to $2,000 in prizes. Head on over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. And finally, we're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Start making smarter bets today.
Heidi ho, degenerinos, and welcome back, or for the first time, to the MMA Gambling Podcast and Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We are up to episode 525, rolling right along. This one's going out to Andy Clamp. Boy, he made my almost soon-to-be-retired co-host not retire. He's still a regional MMA god after that. So those who predicted his demise are incorrect, because he came through with... And that's all thanks to Andy Clamp, not just him. It was a good regional weekend for Mr. Gumby Vreeland overall. I am not your regional god. I'm the one that sets the table for the regional god. I would be Jeff Chalks Fox. I'm technically ahead of Gumby in UFC, though. So maybe I'm the UFC master here, because I'm ahead.
You're not ahead of me. You're not ahead of me.
Oh, that's true. One fight, I'm ahead of you. But yeah, no
and,
UFC.
And what this, and what kind of money? What kind of money?
That is Gumby Vreeland bragging already. He's not getting introduced two episodes in a row because he can't be quiet long enough.
No,
you see what the maniacs in our Discord are talking about? They're talking about sloppy fatty over bets, over parlays for this week. We got some weirdos in there, Gumby.
Yeah, you're talking about Nick Parkin and Mo Usman.
Is that yeah, I think so. With? And Carl Williams' name is in there. I don't think Carl Williams is. I think, isn't he buff?
No, he's fighting Taffa. No. He's a big fat guy. Fighting Taffa.
Right. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Fun. That's right. That's right. Fun stuff. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about good fighters, right? We're talking about regional fighters.
There's good ones on this card. Yeah.
No. We are talking about LFA this episode, LFA 179. But first, Gumby is going to toot his horn a bit. This actually will help you if this is the first time you're watching or listening to one of our regional episodes. This will help show you the power of Gumby and how he actually knows what he's talking about. Sometimes his guess of the odds may be off, but this time it was for a good thing. It was off in the wrong direction, and he made a lot of money because of it. So anyhow, let us know about your regional picks from this past weekend. We had two cards that we zeroed in on, two Cage Warriors fight cards.
Yeah, we wound up going 3-1 over the two cards with one canceled fight, and that led to a plus two units finish, which is a pretty good night. The big play on all of it, you know, like most of the odds were right around where I said they would be, but the big one that was not where I said it would be, I assumed Andy Clamp. I think I said -130 on our show on Monday. Great. And he wound up being a plus 200 underdog. And some people were like, man, you're an idiot for not understanding the odds. And I said, no, I think he should be a -130 favorite. Turns out he should have been a -400 favorite because it was wild one-way traffic until he picked up a TKO. Yeah, I mean, he looked 100 times better than Matthew Byfield. For him to be a plus 200 dog, crazy, and wound up making us up two units on the night. So we're up about a little over 14 units on the year. Hitting about 68% of our picks for regional MMA.
That is fantastic. And it's not like he's the best in the business. There's really no competition either, but even if there was competition,
nobody's breaking down these kind of fights all the time. That's
true. True. We like, yeah, it's there's seems to be a lot of good regional events to cover, and it's hard sometimes for us to decide what we're going to cover. So that's why we're fitting in the e-bonus episode tomorrow for you guys. Cause
you love LFA.
Yeah. We love Octagon, and LFA usually delivers as well. It's, I think it's still the top regional promotion, but maybe not. It depends what you think.
They're Brazilian cards rule though too. And this is obviously one of their Brazilian ones. Yeah.
So that is what we're covering today. LFA 179. We do not have odds, but like I said, it could be a good thing. As Gumby told our friend in YouTube, if Gumby thinks someone's going to be a favorite and they come in as a big dog, then there's some value there. If you believe in the Gumby, which you should. All right. LFA 179, Neto versus Antunes. Is that how you say it? Antunes?
I think it's Antunes.
Antunes. And they're fighting on Saturday, March the 23rd, 4 p.m. Eastern. So I'm not sure when the UFC is this weekend, but you can, everyone's watching on multiple screens. Anyhow, a UFC Fight Pass, of course, Arena One at Parque Olimpico, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in the cage, 12 fights. We're going to cover five. Like I always ask you, of the other seven, is there anyone interesting in any
list? Yeah. Hang on a second. Cause I had them pegged and then I put it down and all of a sudden I don't have it immediately available.
There's a fun name. Luis Felipe Herculano. That's a good name.
Oh, Camachado. Camachado is, but not the Camachado who's already in the UFC. That's
not the Canadian one.
That's big fat heavyweight Canadian Camachado, but this is Lionheart Camachado. He lost to Bill Herrino. Jonas Bellerino, in his fight that seemingly would have put him in the UFC, but otherwise he's 2-3-1 in his last four. He beat Gabriel Silva, who's like a legit prospect in LFA, and was in the UFC for a brief moment against Rayborg and Kyler Phillips. So his only three losses are to Rayborg, Kyler Phillips, and Camachado. So I think Machado is like the real deal. And I think we're going to see him, you know, like blow up a regional spot here and wind up winning. We're going to wind up with two UFC Camachados.
I think he's short notice in this fight, though. Is that correct? Or you're not positive? Let me check. But I think
I don't think
I saw. Who's he fighting again?
I don't think it matters.
Felipe Oliveira. And yes, it is short notice, but Gumby says it does not matter. So Camachado is good. All right. He's got 25 fights already. Why is he not in the UFC if he's so good? There.
Because he lost that one weird fight to Jonas Bellerino. And like, I think he was going to win that fight until Bellerino hit it. Like, I want to say it was like a left body kick. He hit the liver and it crumbled him. And not that, like, you know, you can't take credit away from him for hitting a body kick. But like, at the same time, like, I think he was in charge until like kind of a fluky KO.
All right, there you go. So keep an eye on that gentleman. We're going to cover the fights after he fights. He's fighting, I think he's the opener of the main card, I believe.
He is the sixth main card fight. Yeah.
Yes, the sixth main. Yeah, so the opener. We're going to cover the five before that. After, let me tell you about some of our friends first before we dive into some winning picks for you. Other places that we're going to save you money. What am I going to tell you about first? How about the March Madness contest? It's an SGPN subscriber-only contest. So here are the details of it. The contest is free to enter and only open to subscribers of SGPN shows. For every SGPN show you're subscribed to, you'll get bonus credits to use in the contest. It's a bankroll-style contest and winner-take-all for a $1,000 prize or $2,000 if you're subscribed to Sports Gambling Podcast Patreon. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. The more shows you subscribe to, the bonus credits. And if you're in the Patreon, you get double your money. So that's pretty fantastic. And if you see on the screen, if you're watching on YouTube, thank you. You'll see on the screen that Gumby has got our Merch Madness contest up there. 15% off everything in the merch store. That would be sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Promo code is madness. You can wear the gear like I am wearing right now. I got a SGPN hat. I got a Gumby Vreeland SGPN MMA Gambling Podcast shirt. Lots of cool stuff. So get into that. And I need to tell you about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes and tons of fun social features that give it the feel of a betting social network. Cut offers a lower, big, and fully customizable odds. Create your own bets which we're looking to do. We're looking to get some SGPN. We do have SGPN bets on there, but some MMA gambling podcast specific odds on there. So make sure you check in for that. Cut down on the payment side of things so you never have to chase anyone down for money. Social features include group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and more. And the rewards are you get your cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Download Kutt today in the App Store or over at Kutt.com. That's Kutt.com. And use promo code SGPN for 10% deposit bonus. And Underdog Fantasy, it's the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. And there's a reason for it. Not just because Gumby and I write articles on the on our site about it. It's because you can win 100 times your money in a single night. All you got to do is pick between two and five players, build a pick'em entry, pick higher or lower on their stats. Boom. 100 times your money. Sign up today with promo code MMASGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with the promo MMASGPN. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. I guess I don't have to say www. Everyone knows that by this point. Are they switching these ads up on us, Gumby, or am I just going out of my mind here?
I think you're losing your mind. I think you're losing your mind.
Cool. So I'm like, I didn't see that the first time, and now it's in a different spot. I'm losing my mind. Let's tell you about LFA before I totally go senile here. We're going to kick things off. We told you we set you up for the event. Maybe I should open my actual spreadsheet with the research on the event. Yes. We do research. We don't just give you willy-nilly picks. All right. We're starting with a fight at bantamweight. 3 5-minute rounds. Eric Viscondi versus Joel Pedro Saldanha. And we don't have any odds here yet, so Gummy's going to do his best to guesstimate the odds. And we shall go from there. He's going to give you the winner regardless. Saldanha, 10-3 with 8 submissions. 1 knockout, 1 submission. 0-1 in LFA. Loss win over his last 6 fights. He won his last fight via submission and used to fight at flyweight. Viscondi Sabugo is the nickname, which translates to Cobb, I believe.
Quickly.
Is that true? Quickly?
Quickly. Yeah.
Wouldn't Cobb be a good nickname?
I do know for a fact that that word means both Cobb and quickly.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's a similar cognate in Spanish. It means both quickly and, like Cobb of corn.
Okay. He's 13-2, Mr. Cobb of corn, 4 knockouts, 6 submissions, never been finished in a fight. LFA debut 6-0 over his last 6. Obviously he's not lost since September of 2020. Used to fight at featherweight. So we got a former featherweight versus a former flyweight. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Go to the store, sportsgamblepogs.com/store. Madness is your code to get a, what, 15% off? Is that what we're giving away? I think it was 15%. I'm going to scroll back and try
you
to
nailed it. Tell you. You got sure. It. 15%.
I did. I nailed it. 15% off. All right. He's a year younger and an inch taller than Saldanha. And that is all I got. So tell us about quickly Cobb.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Quick Quab. I think he's probably negative 250 favorite here. Anything less would be kind of crazy. The fact of the matter is he's got like a – he's a guy who has like a karate stance and good enough takedown defense. I've got issues when he jumps in and tries to make his strikes, particularly his kicks, being easily hittable. But the fact of the matter is Saldanha is just like not very aggressive with the strikes. He's desperate for a takedown. I don't think he has the ability to take down Viscondi here. So you got a guy who maybe has some flaws in his striking in Viscondi, and a guy who just absolutely can't exploit those striking issues in Saldanha, and badly needs a takedown that I don't think can actually score one. He's going to be like shooting for those takedowns, failing on them repeatedly, and Viscondi is just going to absolutely piece him up. So I'm going to say we're going to get like negative 250 odds here on Viscondi. He's still like a good parlay piece at that price. It gets any lower than that, I would say bet the hell out of it, because I think he's just going to absolutely piece him up.
All right, there you go, ladies and gents. All right, we're going all the way up to welterweight now. 3 5-minute rounds. Michael Oliveira versus Delis Moraes Gama. All Brazil versus Brazil over the first two fights we're covering here. We'll tell you about Gama first. 7-3, 4 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. This is his LFA debut. He's won 2 straight fights. Before that, he lost 2 straight. He's not lost since September 2015, so he took some time off. A used fight at middleweight 2013 was his pro MMA debut. Oliveira, PQD is the nickname. Do you know what that means, Gumby?
No idea.
I typed it in and it said...
It's an abbreviation for something.
It said, but when you, if you do Portuguese to English and type in PQD, it says because.
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe one of our Portuguese...
Michael because.
Michael because. There's another good title. Maybe one of our Portuguese listeners can let us know why it says that. Anyhow, Michael because is 6-0 with 6 knockouts. So he's finished everyone via knockout. 4-0 in LFA, 6 years younger than Gama, 2 inches of height. I assume Oliveira is the pick here.
I'd be shocked if he's not negative 500. Because we got a guy who the LFA loves Michael Oliveira. They think this guy is the real deal. And do I think he's the real deal? Do I think he's a guy who's like, you know, a surefire UFC pick? Nah, I don't. I think there's a lot of potential there because the power is absolutely freaking unquestionable. When he hits somebody with like a short check hook, it is devastating. He hit somebody with a jab, devastating. He hit somebody with a straight right, absolutely devastating. This guy hits you and you feel it. And he looks like a guy who, when he hits you, you feel it. And so like, I haven't seen him defend a takedown. I haven't seen him pressured. I haven't seen all kinds of things. It's kind of like when I was talking about my tobacco old Dubai. Do I like him? Do I think he's got a lot of pieces? Yeah, but I got to see a lot of things before I think he's a UFC prospect. The good news for him against Gama here is that Gama is one of those guys who doesn't actually defensively strike. He leans instead of defensively strike. You know how I like a leaner.
Oh, you love the leaners.
I love a leaner. I love a guy who leans instead of actually plays defense when he's striking. Gama is one of those guys. He starts with his hands low in the first place. He leans forward and backward. Like, he's just like a gift-wrapped opponent for Oliveira to just knock out. I'm guessing negative 500. Oliveira is still the play here regardless. So, yeah, I like Oliveira. I'm still wanting to see him against somebody a little bit more legitimate than Gama.
No chance we're going to get good knockout props for him here.
No. They almost never give us knockout props in the first place. And even if they did, it would be like, you got negative 500 on the money line and it's like negative 480 on the knockout prop.
Yeah, he doesn't really hide the fact that he is a knockout guy. All right, there you go. Another winning pick for you, Oliveira. Where are we moving on to now? Let's get to the right tab here, shall we? All right, women's fight. Strawweight, Yasmin Castanho versus Natalia Alves. Couple of Brazilians, you guessed it by the names. Let me tell you about Alves first. 5-0, one knockout, 3 submissions. 2 straight fights have come via finish for her. She's won via finish. Used to fight at flyweight. 4 years younger than Castano. 4 inches taller. Castano, Monstrinha, which means?
Little monster.
Yeah, just like Vanessa Demopoulos. She's 6-1 with 4 submissions. Never been finished in a fight. 2-1 in LFA. Won her last fight. She's got multiple regional championships on her.
Mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt. SportsGameOfAugust.com/store. Remember, madness is your code. 15% off. And she used to fight at flyweight. That's all I got.
Did you say that that Alves was taller?
Yeah, 4 inches taller. Or am I wrong by that? Did I get the wrong?
I'm pretty sure you got that flip-flop. Alves is short. Right. She's a short queen.
Let me see. Alves is 5'1". Yeah, she's not 4 inches taller than anyone. 5'1" and 23 years old. I might have switched it here. Castano is 4 years older, 4 inches taller. So, yes.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
And with Castano being an LFA vet too, I think she's going to come in here as the favorite ever so slight, like let's say negative 140 plus 120 on Alves. And I'll take the dog here on Alves.
No, you don't like short queens. No, you said you do actually. I think
I swore off of them. I swore off of them, but that doesn't mean I didn't stop picking them.
That's true.
Castano's only loss in her UFC career. Do you know who it's to?
No. It's I have it right in front of me, but
it's the fighting nerds only, yes. Bruna Brazil. And do you know where Natalia Alves fights out of?
Fighting nerds.
And in fact, when I interviewed Bruna Brazil, she actually mentioned Natalia Alves as somebody like people need to keep an eye out on. And if you watch the two fight, Like, I think Itestano has got a lot of good aspects to her fighting, but if you watch her fight with Bruna Brazil, she's super tentative. Anybody with forward pressure and good striking scares the crap out of her. And, you know, like, is that a problem moving forward? Obviously. Is it a problem in the regional scene? Only if you're up against somebody who moves forward all the time. And that's kind of what Alves is. Alves is hyper aggressive because she's used to being 5'1 and not really having a height or reach advantage over anybody she fights. She moves forward super fast, but she's got a nice double leg. She's got crazy submission game on the bottom, crazy submission game on the top for that matter. I think she's just going to pressure Castano and will probably hit her on the feet enough. And even if she doesn't, I think the grappling advantage is there. So I'm guessing Alves is a slight dog, and I like her a lot in this spot.
Hopefully a big dog. We want a big dog. All right, before we move on, game time. I'll tell you somewhere you can spend some of this hard-earned winnings. You don't have to spend too much because game time is the spot to go for last-minute ticket deals. It's the fastest-growing ticketing app in the country for a reason. You get images of your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. You buy tickets in a matter of seconds, two taps, and you're set. And tickets are sent directly to your phone, so you never have to dig through your email. Here's what you got to do. Snag the tickets without stress with Game Time. Download Game Time app. Step one, create an account. Step two, and use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right. We are moving along, flying through the LFA fight card. We're up to the co-main event already. 3 5-minute rounds at featherweight, Jose Delano versus Alan Villalba. Alan Villalba is from Argentina, not Brazil, like everybody else. All right. Villalba, we'll tell you about him first. He is El Gacho, is the nickname. 17-6, 6 knockouts, 9 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted twice. 5-0 over his last 5. Did not lose since May of 2021. He's fought at lightweight, was regional champion, inch taller than Delano. Z is Delano's nickname. Zeddy. He's 13-3. 3 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted once, 4-1 in LFA, 12-1 over his last 13. He won his last fight, lost the fight before that. Regional champion, used to fight down at bantamweight. Also used to fought once at 161 pounds, whatever weight class you consider that to be. I don't know. 2014 was his pro debut, and that's all I have for Mr. Z.
So Delano's going to come here as a big favorite. I'm going to say -275 to Villalba. And I'm going to pick Delano here. They're bringing in a guy from Argentina who I don't think is bad. But at the bottom line is like when you look at what they're doing, they both kind of want to do the same thing. And one does it really efficiently and smartly. And one does it kind of like an idiot. Delano, sharp 1-2. Excellent footwork, like basically UFC ready, probably would already be in the UFC if he didn't lose that fight 2 fights ago. You know, sharp 1-2, good angles, cuts him down, pushes him back against the cage. And Villalba, if you've watched any of his fights, is like spinning back kick to spinning hook kick to spinning back fist. And like, can that stuff work? Sure, it can work against some people, but just like against a guy who is technically proficient like Delano, I don't have any faith in it. I don't believe that you can get that done repeatedly or like you can land that big shot against the guy who knows what he's doing and against the guy who does all the little things right. So I think Delano just picks him apart. I think he probably wears him out. I think he probably looks better in the later rounds. And at negative 275, it's still probably not high enough. So if he comes in at negative 300, 325, throw him in a parlay if you want.
Throw him in a parlay. All right, fine. We better get some dogs here, though. I guess you gave us
one. I already gave you one. I gave you what I thought. I thought Alves is a dog.
Yeah, hopefully that one comes through. All right, let's get you our main event of the evening pick. LFA Welterweight Championship, 5 5-minute rounds. Geraldo Neto from Brazil versus Vanilto Antunes from Brazil as well. Like I said, this is 5 5-minute rounds for the LFA Welterweight Championship. Why is Neto not in the UFC? Usually when you win, you go to the UFC immediately when you become champ.
I think some of that is the lack of defense and the ability to get to the U.S. too, because the other thing is they just gave up an interim welterweight championship went up in Niagara Falls.
Right.
And
yep.
I think I said on that, I was like, I think Neto just can't get to the U.S. right now. Yep. And so, like, give me a defense in Brazil. Mm-hmm. Unify it if you can. And if you can't unify it, like, maybe just get him to the UFC afterwards. So, yeah, I think Neto's on the UFC shortlist already.
That's right. Gumby told us about this fight a few weeks ago. All right, let's tell you the info on it now. Antunes, the challenger, 15-6, 13 knockouts, one submission. He's been knocked out twice, submitted four times. This is his LFA debut. He's won two straight fights in three of four. Both of his last two fights, he's finished his opponent in. He's not fought since December of 2022. He's not lost since May of 2022. Was regional champion, 2014 Pro MMA debut, 4 years younger than Nito. Luen Santana is Nito's nickname, who is a Brazilian pop singer, I believe I checked before. All right, 18-6, 9 knockouts, 7 submissions. He's been knocked out 3 times, submitted twice. 2-0 in LFA and the champion of the world. 6 straight wins for him. He's not lost since May of 2021. And 2011 was his Pro MMA debut.
So I think this fight is a lot of exactly what we were just talking about in the last fight, where we had Jose Delano versus Alan Biaba. And I think it's the example of a guy who does everything technically proficient against the guy who's beaten up a bunch of people on the regional scene by doing high risk, low reward moves. And Antunes is the kind of guy who is doing the same exact things as Biaba is, except in the grappling realm. He's a guy who likes to do like suplexes and big, heavy, pick him up, carry him across the cage, drop him on his head kind of shit. And whereas Neto is just like very super smart when it comes to like grabbing body locks, inside trips, simple double legs, push him up against the cage and wrestle him that way. And for the same reason I'm picking Delano, I'm picking Neto here. And yeah, he's probably going to wind up negative 225. And am I going to love that number? Enough to put in a parlay, probably. You know, I hate being as chalky as I am, but if you don't like as chalky as I am, tune into tomorrow's Octagon MMA card, because I got a bunch of dogs for you there. But Geraldo Neto is a guy who he does all the things so smart. Like, you know, his takedown game smart, his top control smart. He doesn't do risky moves looking for a submission once he does get on the top. And I think against Antunes, like Antunes is not going to be able to pull that kind of stuff off against Neto. And even if he does, I think repeatedly trying it is going to tire him to the point where he's got nothing left in rounds 3, 4, and 5. And we see Neto take over and get a submission. So I'm going to go with Neto here. I think he probably takes over. I mean, honestly, I think he can take over early in the fight, but even if he doesn't, he takes over late.
Because grappling can make you sleepy, right, Gumby? We learned that with the UFC.
It did in the UFC last week, for sure.
Yeah, that's for darn sure. All right, going to recap the picks for you, and then we got a little bit more to tell you about. All right, you have Neto. What was the number you said you're getting on him again?
Negative 225.
Okay. Neto, Delano, Alves, hopefully is a dog. Hopefully some of these other people are too. You never know. Michael Bacaze, a.k.a. Oliveira, and Viscondi. Correct. I got all those right.
Nailed it.
Look at me. All right. Before we move on, Champs, I got to tell you about Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Plus, if you host your own March Madness pool on Champs, you get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Tiebreakers are determined by who enters first, so make sure to register now so you don't miss out. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs and Hall of Fame bets. You win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right. I figured to close things up. Thank you, LFA, for your service. UFC just announced a title fight for the flyweight championship in Brazil. UFC 301. Gumby, you kind of predicted it, right? Am I correct there?
I said it's the right thing to do. I don't know if I predicted it. In fact, my faith in the UFC actually predicted the opposite of that. My faith in the UFC said that they wouldn't do that. But like, and I know it's taken tons of hate on Twitter or whatever, you know, absolutely terrible social media apps that are out there. Probably Reddit. I'm not on Reddit enough, but I'm sure they're mad about it too. I know people are mad. It's the right move for 82 reasons.
Okay, tell the people.
Let me give you some of them. Number one, can we be sure that Manel Kibbe can make weight? No. Can we be sure that Amir Albazy is ready to go? No, he seems like he's still hurt. Can we be sure that Brandon Royval is still ready to go? Nope. It looks like his knee is really busted and he probably should wait to fight and actually take that fight. Can we be sure that Mohamed Mukhaev has any aspect of the striking game or could have the slightest chance to possibly grapple our guy in the main event? No chance. There's no way he grapples Pantoja, and there's no way he strikes with Pantoja. I give him a less than 0% chance of winning that fight. And with Pantoja needing to main event 301, what else do you have other than Steven Erceg, who, whether or not you think he deserves it, whether or not you think he can hang with the grappling, whether or not you think he can hang with the striking, he's got a puncher's chance. Right. And that's more than we've had for title challenges in the past. Right. That's more than we had for what was it? Joe Soto, who fought TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah. That was like super short notice, though, was it not?
Hennen Burrell fell out of a hot tub or something like that. But like,
yeah,
he's got a puncher stance. He looks good on the feet. Can he stuff the takedowns? I don't know. He stuffed Alessandro Costas. And he not only stuffed it, but turned it into a mount. Like, I think he's the most legitimate challenger who isn't on short notice right now and isn't hurt. I'm all for it. Give me more Steven Erceg right into my veins, despite the fact he debuted in the UFC 11 months before he's making this title fight.
Yeah, he let's talk about who he's beaten. That's the thing.
Matt Schnell,
Alessandro Costa, David Dvorak. You know, it may not look like championship contender resume, but we're talking flyweight,
here's my question, because everybody's fighting for Mohamed Mukhaev, right? I've seen journalists who I really respect saying, why not Mohamed Mukhaev? What the hell? And Mohamed Mukhaev is saying the same thing. Who is Mohamed Mukhaev better than David Dvorak?
I don't know.
And that's the second best win for Steven Erceg, right? Because Steven Erceg beat Matt Schnell and David Dvorak. Would you not pick David Dvorak tomorrow if he fought Alex Perez? I'd pick David Dvorak.
Okay. Yes.
I'd definitely pick Matt Schnell, right? You'd pick Matt Schnell against Alex Perez tomorrow.
Matt Schnell. Yeah. Yep.
So if I would take one, maybe two of those guys, he's already got a better resume. So that's all I need to know, really.
There you go. Steven Erceg is getting lots of love from Gummy. So there you go. That is that was the big title fight announcement from this past week in the UFC. We squeeze a little UFC in there for you. All right. And a lot of things, like I always say, right place, right time is a big thing in the UFC. If you are available when they need a title fight and, you know, they can and you're decent enough fighter, you know, Erceg's better than that. But if you have a compelling case, compelling case, and you are available, then you can get a title shot, just like Sean Strickland did, and he actually won. So you never know how these things are going to shake out. So one thing I do know, you will find us in the Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord, Twitter, SGPN MMA, Jeff Fox Writer, Gumby Vreeland. They're the handles. I'm Jeff Fox Writer on Instagram. Where else can you find us? You can find Gumby at Top Turtle MMA. That's his other podcast. You can find me at moneymma.substack.com. You can find all the writing at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. You can find the store at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Madness is your discount code. And then, of course, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. We're getting out of here because we're going to get right back in your ears again tomorrow with Octagon. Gumby, get us out of here.
I'm Danger Gumby Vreeland. He's Jeff Corncob Fox. And we will see you on, well, I guess tomorrow.